Some say they've experienced a paranormal moment, something that defies the day-to-day material world. Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill writes that perhaps reality is more than that which we can touch.
Perhaps you've heard the expression woo-woo. Woo-woo is a derisive expression describing those of us who can't credibly be called nutjobs, but who hold unconventional beliefs that don't enjoy public or scientific validation. Those beliefs may include certain spiritual practices, having mystical experiences, or employing ancient forms of medicine. I am a certified woo-woo. There is a difference between being woo-woo and a nutjob. Being woo-woo, if you roll gently with this condition and don't get strident or dogmatic, is like surfing. It can lift you up enough to offer you new glimpses of what's beneath the surface of life's happenings, but still land you safely on a shore. A nutjob typically does not land safely on any shore. As a boy on Staten Island, I loved to walk fields above the hills around Richmond Town. One year I did when it was fall, cool and clear. The air was brisk and salty as wind was blowing in from the Atlantic over Raritan Bay. The gold hay covering the field undulated like a lion's mane in the wind. In the distance, I could see the spire of St. Andrew's Church. I stopped near a small stand of trees. I sensed that the entire scene was getting brighter, the way people often claim they feel before fainting. I felt steady on my feet and clear-headed, but the landscape before me was vibrating, as if every blade of hay, tree leaves, and their trunks were pulsating with auras of energy. I was mesmerized. I remained transfixed. I could not have lasted but a minute or two, and when the landscape seemed normal again, I did feel, but not understand, that I may have momentarily seen deeper into what vivifies the universe. Investigating the building blocks of the universe, some scientists believe that the fundamental unit of all matter is vibration. It's called the string theory. The universe is composed of strings that vibrate, and that there is a kind of music of the spheres. These vibrations perform a cosmic symphony. Their combined orchestrations determine how we comprehend what transpires within us, as well as heightening our consciousness of the world around us. Mystical experiences are common, but often inscrutable. I understand them as dimensions of spiritual consciousness, our souls pondering the rough sketches of basic truths. I've found in scientific discoveries liberation from much of our postmodern world's spiritual pedantry. The scientific wonders of discovery invite me into what's fundamental to our spiritual adventures, to be seized by what's amazing about our universe and feel the awe of it. I've wondered whether mathematicians approach God more humbly than theologians. Theology gets preoccupied with establishing who has the moral high ground, then feeling the awe of stupendous creation. Math equations demonstrate how stunningly intricate we're fashioned, wonderfully and fearfully made, one psalmist writes, and how breathtaking a universe we live in. As a boy, long before Einstein formulated the equation E equals mc squared, he dreamed of riding on a light beam. Call it woo-woo, but look where it led. I write this to share my idea that there are many of us who have had experiences that don't seem to fit anywhere. The inclination, because they seem odd, is to dismiss them. I offer the thought that they may be invitations to see in the ordinary world what is indeed extraordinary. George Merrill on the shore.